Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Today, we're a 360-degree society. Is this not true? We cannot help this. You are a 360-degree leader where everyone gets every piece of you. So do you think your business will leak into your personal profile page? What do you think? Do you think your family will leak into your business unless you're like super, super careful, right? It normally does because we are 360-degree people. But what I'm saying is, here's what most people do on a normal day. They wake up at 8 a.m. I can't believe the elections last night. This was the biggest crazy thing in the world. Okay? Then 8:30. Here's the glass of orange juice that I'm drinking. Doesn't it look nice? All right? And then 9 o'clock. Can't wait for the monster truck show tonight with the kids. And then 10 o'clock. Just read my scripture for the day. What a nice verse. Sure, it fits with the monster truck thing later in the day, whatever. But then they keep going on, and then at 2 o'clock, they basically do a rant on how the guy just cut them off. At 3:30, it's that their Starbucks didn't get to them hot enough. And then at 5 o'clock, does anyone want to do business with me? What do you think that creates with most people?
Red flag?
Do Target CEOs, do Kroger CEOs, does any other business operate that way?
No.
Most businesses run a business, and most people work at that business and then leave. So the tricky thing for most of us is we have a business online, or we want one, and we have a personal life. How should the two ever intersect? Is this true?
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.